This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group agreed to a Cairo-mediated truce to take effect late on Sunday, both sides said, raising hopes of an end to the most serious flare-up on the Gaza frontier in more than a year. Since Friday, Israeli forces pounded Palestinian targets throughout the weekend, triggering longer-range rocket attacks against its cities. The latest clashes have been relatively contained. Hamas is the governing Islamist group in the Gaza Strip and a more powerful force than Iranian-backed Islamic Jihad, and Hamas has so far stayed out of the conflict. Gaza officials said at least 40 Palestinians, almost half of them civilians and including children, had so far been killed. Negotiations for the release of U.S. women's basketball star Brittney Griner from a Russian jail continue. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I think she's going to be freed.
Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Bill Richardson.
I think she has the right strategy of contrition, a good legal team.
Richardson, who admits to being a catalyst in the negotiations but not directly involved, told ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos he's expecting a breakthrough.
There's going to be a prisoner swap, though, and I think it'll be two for two. Involving Paul Whelan. We can't forget him.
Whelan is in a Russian jail on spy charges. I'm Shelley Adler.
Griner was sentenced late last week to 9 years in jail for what she says was an honest mistake of bringing cannabis vape cartridges into the country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Six more ships carrying agricultural cargo held up by the war in Ukraine have received authorization to leave the country's Black Sea ports. The body that oversees an international deal intended to get 20 million tons of grain out of Ukraine to feed people around the world said the loaded vessels were cleared to depart on Sunday. Meanwhile, analysts warn Russia is moving troops and equipment in the direction of the ports to stave off a Ukrainian counteroffensive. A large nuclear power plant in Ukraine's southeast came under fire again on Saturday night. Both sides accused each other of the attack. U.S. Senate Democrats passed President Joe Biden's health and climate bill in a stunning election year turnaround, with Congress's other chamber, the House, to vote next. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris, who cast the tie-breaking vote, announcing the legislative victory. The estimated $740 billion package is less ambitious than President Biden's original domestic goals, but it embodies deep-rooted party dreams of slowing global warming, moderating pharmaceutical costs, and taxing big corporations. Debate began Saturday and went around the clock into Sunday afternoon. Democrats beat back some three dozen Republican efforts to torpedo the legislation. The House seems on track to provide final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken began his three-nation tour of Africa Sunday in Soweto, South Africa. Blinken's visit to Africa is seen as part of a competition between Russia and Western powers for support from African countries over the war in Ukraine. South Africa is one of many African countries that have maintained a neutral stance on the war and have not publicly criticized Russia. Recapping our top story, Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group agreed to a Cairo-mediated truce to take effect late on Sunday, both sides said, raising hopes of an end to the most serious flare-up on the Gaza frontier in more than a year. Since Friday, Israeli forces pounded Palestinian targets through the weekend, triggering longer-range rocket attacks against its cities. The latest clashes were relatively contained, with Hamas staying out of the conflict, but Gaza officials said at least 40 Palestinians had so far been killed. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.